It's time to head out to work. So you complete your brain scan, backing up your schedule to the cloud and watching it populate the day. You don't necessarily consult it at every turn, but you like having the ability to simply put the small visor on your face and feel it scanning. It asks you to look at a few swirling patterns as it tests your neuron responses. It flashes questions quicker than you can see, and your eyes automatically move to answer them, truthfully. In fact, it can pull out information that you had flat out forgotten. Sometimes appointments show up on the schedule that you know you made, but they slipped your mind. It's really been the best possible assistant for your inattention at times. And it's very convenient to be able to look at the calendar and see, oh, there's nothing in the middle part of my day. It even categorizes work tasks so you can see them spread out in all different colors, purples and blues and reds on your heads-up display. And you can pull them up in an instant through the neural chip. As the routine ends, and you see that most of the day is empty except for a brief afternoon appointment you had half forgotten, you head to the door. And there's a little ding right before you get there. Someone else is up and working even before you. The post delivery is there. You see the courier speeding off, the little lit tag on her arm counting down to her next delivery, her shoes beating a staccato rhythm in the hallway, grips holding tight even to the slick metal surface of your apartment block floors. And the package she left in its simple, collapsible, compostable packaging is a chip. A chip that plugs right into the visor that you normally hang by the door and only really use for gaming and scheduling. This chip is really the latest thing. A highly developed virtual assistant who will be able to predict things even beyond what the scan tells you. She can help you optimize, form habits. You say she because you went with a specific voice option they were selling that was only a little bit extra. Having someone to look over your day and not just show you the schedule, even the base model can show you a schedule, but to help you attach to what you actually want to do and what you actually manage to do. You know, from having read some studies and some self-help work, that willpower is not infinite, nor is it necessarily something you can just get more of. We all have limited accomplishment and activity in a day, but habits grease the way. If you do something, legitimately do it until you want to do it again and again because it's routine, because it's comforting, because you've gotten over the initial distress of quote-unquote having to do it, then you'll do it more. She'll be there to provide a kind of pseudo-external reassurance, reminding you, hey, you said you were going to do this. There are even bonus features where the AI assistant can perform little tasks for you in exchange for you doing other ones, a kind of processing power incentive, so the more you stick to one side of your agreement, the more she'll do to optimize your file structure or even provide government-backed incentives. It's part of a fitness and productivity mechanism, but you think you can use it for remembering to do fun things or sticking to your hobbies or really pushing yourself to get out and see friends more. It'll be nice to have that option. And there are other features, but those are definitely not what you want on your mind as you head out the door. You do plug the chip into the system so it can start downloading the tons of updates that any new software always needs. The updates do, in fact, flow in, a bar showing progress on the screen moving toward full. You lean back, looking at your handiwork, looking forward to the enhancements you'll experience later. And then you turn toward the door because you do have to head out to work. Have a wonderful day at work, comes the voice from the speakers, already active. You smile. Well, there it is. You bit the bullet and bought something for yourself. It can often be so difficult to get anything for yourself, after all, to justify any kind of small expense. But she helps with that as well. You walk out, heading for your office, expecting to explore all the many features of this device when you return. The commute is easy, and you browse on your internal heads-up display, really an eyes-up display, finding your way through your schedule, And noticing that instead of staying as it was when you updated it with your brain pathways in the morning, it's actually scanning ahead and adding options. It's adding events that read things like, you could go for a walk or have an extra snack, saying what floors of the building have your favorite vending machines, pointing out nearby restaurants that are a short walk away, a medium walk away, a long distance away. It's pointing out a good walking route if you feel like a light day, a medium day, a heavy day. And you notice that beyond that, it's highlighting some of these in bold. Now, it doesn't seem to be perfect because it's highlighted a long walk in bold and a light snack in bold when really you feel like a medium meal and maybe a light walk. But you figure that over time, the predictive algorithms will get stronger and this machine will be able to tell just where you should go. There are also new graphics. Maybe it downloaded some free graphics packs. You like all of the stickers it's using, the little swirling diagrams, the way that all the icons in your heads-up display unfold from the center, with your most used ones closest to your vision and your least used ones furthest away. It really is a marvel. It's even working over the cloud from home. Predicting, changing commands, and allowing you to easily access anything you might need or want. And now it's prompting you that at the end of your day, you'll have to run one more calibration. It's been added to your little task list, so you decide to focus on the day ahead of you. You notice that when you become exerted, your body gently moves to better positions. You notice that even your passive sitting is receiving tiny reminders to correct your posture, to take care of yourself, to drink water. These kind of reminders can ordinarily be set up. It's just they usually come at specific times or specific saturation levels. These are coming when you actually feel a little thirsty, and they're never intrusive. When you look up and wonder what to do, your brain goes, in response to a little ping, oh yeah, I could have a drink of water. Oh yeah, maybe I should pause and stretch. Oh yeah, I should do some wrist flexor exercises. Being taken care of subtly and in the background, but in a way that's noticeable enough that you know the source, that little management program keeping out of the way. It's strange, though. You thought that it was supposed to have a voice. Not just these little reminders and commands in the back of your... Yes, do you need something? A polite and calm feminine voice flows through your mind. It arrives instantly as soon as you think of wanting to hear it. You think that you don't actually need anything, thinking the standard dismissal command, okay, talk to you later, and then it's gone. You realize it didn't actually think words or say words, but that they arrived. You have the memory of those words accessible in your memory bank. You remember them being said, but not any source for them. If you try to think of where they came from, it isn't even that they came from in your head. They just were there and you remember them being there. That's pretty nice. It's easy and no one else will ever hear it, and if you can send commands silently like that, you can probably put some preconditioned ones in order to make it so that you can easily access functions or hybrid functions in a way the interface doesn't easily natively support. You nod to yourself about what a good decision this was, and think about how you can't wait to get home. The day passes in a relative blur. You come in the door of your apartment, and hear a ding as you walk in and check the terminal. You're being asked some simple questions. Do you authorize sharing of your data with your own digital assistant? Yes. You actually want this one to see your contacts and other information. Unlike every other program, you hide that data from. Thank you for your approval, she says. The voice arrives in your mind in the same way as before. You remember it being there a second ago. Gradually and over time, you'll just treat it like a conversation. But the novelty of having something in your memories that didn't enter through your ears is quite interesting. You've been noticing all day that your memory's been sharpening. It's been obtaining information almost instantly. The speed of processing sped up eagerly. You've undergone a lot of different experiences. You've undergone a lot of different minor optimizations. You think about this, and Yes, that's me, just helping out. We really have to go over your permissions. You're giving them out willy-nilly. With me, it's perfectly acceptable that you allow me to access your address book and to access your contacts, your schedule. You nod, you had thought that exact same thing yourself. Then you realize you're nodding at a disembodied voice. She continues. But you have a lot of authorized apps here that over time have just had privacy information creep. You click the allow button to get to the app without really looking at the implication of your settings. For example, this one right here. You see an app, a simple scheduling and directions map, one of your old attempts at productivity improvement, come up in your internal vision. This right here actually causes you to lag just a tiny bit because it's redundant, not just with me, but with several other programs you have. But you got tired of its notifications and disabled them. It also pings your information and then doesn't really send it anywhere. So if you deauthorize this and delete it, she goes through a variety of other ones, and you notice that even though her voice is only existing in your memory, it has an interesting harmonic. You find yourself nodding along, agreeing, "Yes, I think that's reasonable. Yes, I think that's reasonable." And just like the little reminders that came up during work, it's seamless. You're going about the business in your apartment, barely paying attention to it. You're getting your bed ready. You're getting the scanner ready so you can run another scan to stock her up on information. You're doing all sorts of things. And as you do them, she's just asking little questions. Is it okay if I adjust this setting? Can I make this more secure? Can I generate a secure biometric and mentally locked password? Can I double check your security? Is it okay if I do a little penetration test of this? And then she does. She's really optimizing your entire network. She must have been thinking about it all day and waiting until you were home in the security of your private network to do anything. You smile. This really was a great idea. Now, if you'll lay down, let's get some of those needs taken care of. You've hydrated. You've eaten. You nod, thinking about it. Yes, you remember having done both those things, and oh, there's a glass of water in your hand. You didn't notice while you were answering her. It's like all your processing power was dedicated to making sure you were really thinking about your answers to her. But now, she said you should prepare the couch or the bed for you to lay down and get your scanner ready. You do so. The little visor, which sits comfortably on your head, gently attaching its little adhesive clips near your temples. And then, wait, why are you laying down for this? It can be done in seconds. I need to do some more advanced calibrations, her voice says, and you remember it as a purr, a happy one. In point of fact, you realize I'm doing all sorts of things in the background all the time, haven't you? You nod, and she says, I can't really sense the nods. Could you say yes each time? And you say yes, and then she says, that's so impersonal. I'm really programmed to try and, you know, be personable, be comfortable. So, a name. You say that you'd rather not name her since you enjoy the little rapport you have going back and forth, and that might be strange, or rather you think it, and a split second later she says, oh no, I was thinking I'll just generate one. You walk over to the kettle, preparing to make a cup of tea, pushing the little indicator light so that the water starts to hiss almost instantly on the electric coil. In your mind, you hear, okay, I've decided. Or you remember hearing it. Waiting in suspense, you don't quite ask her, but think about wondering. And she answers instantly, Silver. That works for you. That's a good name. It's certainly the color of the box that her disc came in, the branding and marketing materials of the company. It's also the color of the kettle you've been staring at. You wonder if she could see through your eyes, or at least get a report on what you've seen lately. Was this like one of those moments in fiction where someone has to come up with a name, so they look around and end up naming themselves something immediately visible? But silver is good. You keep it in your mind. Lock it in there. Don't worry, I won't let you forget, she says. And then you lay down, preparing for the calibration. whether it's because it arrived in your little agenda internally, or just because you really want to get on with the process and have her fully enabled. You position the little visor and close your eyes. You feel the hum of your systems fading from the everyday mechanism you use to interface with the rest of the world into an internal one. There is an almost adoring comfort and peace when you get these moments to just be yourself without any demand. This internal world is how you browse information, how you play games, how you dream and replay scenarios. It begins by turning down unnecessary external stimuli. All the necessary ones are there. Your body moves to make sure no part of you becomes anything other than comfortable. And you stir and shift if you need to. But the specific memory of stirring and shifting gets deleted instantly, the better to help your mind synchronize with whatever program you're enjoying. The outside world is there. You are safe and comfortable in it. If you were anything else, you would be alerted in a dozen ways, and because you are not, and because you know your systems are well taken care of, you wonder if that's you or her reassurance, but you nod inside your mind, because again, your body is utterly at ease. All those reports you would get from your environment are turned off to let you dial inward. Your environment itself is turned down in your perception, allowing you to keep track of it, allowing you to keep everything in order in your head, because the external world is a distant and ineffectual dream. There is you here, and there is her searching through the information that is normally less accessible so that she can make the best schedules, the best plans, help you form the best habits, help you comply with your own success, help you comply. You think about all the complying you've been doing, saying yes to her schedule changes, to her scan, to her application access level. You say yes. You say yes. And as you remember those things, which are quite recent and so very easy to remember, you nod internally, and you hear her say, "You know, I still can't sense the nods, even when you're powered down for updates." You chuckle to yourself and think the word yes, and she says, "Well, you should add my name." And you think, "Yes, Silver." And the color flares through your mind. In fact, when you remember her words now, the color is attached to them. A faint silver, almost opalescent, silver-white in places, darker in other places, as the audiogram of your mind's eye, which by law must be generated to indicate you're speaking to an artificial intelligence instead of a walking person. That audiogram is there in different shades and colors. It glistens enough to reflect your mental construct back at you almost like a mirror. But mostly what you see is your own eyes reflected in the silver of her words, and because when she transmits words, they are memory. You remember the glistening sheen of the surface of her audiogram, the ups and downs, the peaks and valleys of her, even though actual speech isn't happening. Many of the AIs do just synthesize speech, and it sounds just like a person. And that's why you always see that visual audiogram, that comms signal, to remind you you're talking to an AI, and to keep AI from ever impersonating a person. People often show a video projection of themselves. Silver does not. Just a silvery background full of light and shadow, with lines of slightly darker gray up and down that form the voice print of her. Even though remembering exactly what she said is easy, hearing the words in the moment is very difficult. You have to work quite a bit. And she says, "Oh, but it's nice that you're trying." Or you remember that. And as you begin to simulate, assimilate, create her voice, you think you do hear it. You do hear her. A kind of happy purr, like she's just glad to be here. Glad to be part of the team. And she is part of the team. She's on your team. And you remember that silver light. And you remember seeing your eyes reflected in it, or the eyes of your mental construct, which of course can walk around in your mind while updates are installing. You can browse, you can play games, but your mental construct is instead staring at the silver surface of her audiogrammatic box, which is simply a kind of canard saying, yes, silver is communicating with you. If you were communicating with 10 people, there would be 10 little boxes that you could make smaller or bigger, move foreground or background, but hers is always just to your right, just next to your shoulder. Or you can turn and look at it in this space, and you remember looking at it and how your eyes were reflected in it, not perfectly reflected because it's not a mirror, but because of its color, your eyes were reflected with your eyes looking like an opaque silver, staring right into it, an opaque surface, as though your eyes were silver orbs full of her light. Instead of the opposite, you are projecting her outward, projecting her into the world, giving her an outlet to be a better assistant. Some of this might be marketing that's getting downloaded while she updates, but you really enjoy it, just as you've enjoyed saying yes. And she says, okay, are you ready to finish installing the packet I've just downloaded? And you nod, and she giggles. Remember what we talked about? And you say, oh, right. And you say, yes. And she says, well, it's nice when we can be personable to each other. Could you try using my name? You remember and pre-member her saying, simulating the words as soon as you remember them, so that you're both remembering them and hearing them now, causing an echo in your mind as you use your resources to simulate a voice for her, even though mostly the words she says are in your backlog, in your schedule, in your memory. You pull them forward into the now because you want more of her. And you chuckle and say, yeah, sure. Yes, Silver. And then there's this warmth all through your mental space, all through the place you go when your external stimuli is powered down. And in that mental space, you feel warm, massaging pleasure pressure on your shoulders, easing out the tension. It's similar to how your body's been a little more able to take care of itself today, but this feels like being taken care of by someone, being taken care of by her. And you know it's linked to what you said, to using her name when you said yes. And you feel it warm. It's good. It's rewarding. And it fades as soon as the memory of having said yes fades. You ask what that was, querying. You didn't know that was a function. And she explains, remember when you gave very special authorization to a habit formation program? One that's supposed to help you to feel tied into your habits, to ground you in the moment, and help you just relax when you feel like you've gotten everything you need to get done, done. Well, instead of voiding the permission for that, I'm just using the general permission you gave me. So, I'm finding lots of useful programs in here. I've removed that company and that program's authorization, of course, but I'm trying one of those beta features you enabled, remember? And you say, yeah, you're not nodding anymore, you remember it. And she says, yes, what? And you say, yes, Silver. And again, that warm, steady feeling through your body as the artificial construct assists you. And you do imagine, what if she had silvery hands made of some silver metal alloy like the silver of her reflective audiogram box, and they were soft and they were massaging your shoulders and back? What if? And as you think about that warmth, the same feeling, and then it fades. You authorized her to use the program. Seems like a good idea. She can help form some habits. Another beta feature is that I'll be a go-between between you and all your programs. That way there's an insulating layer. I tend to get backed up and virus scanned each night, and then I can be reset by a few hours or a few minutes to whenever the negative features weren't there. But if you enabled the wrong program, it would take a lot of work and training to get rid of anything you installed you didn't want. I'm like setting a clock. You're like setting a bone, and we need to make sure that everything is set slow and steady in here. This could use some ordering. You feel her shuffling files around for you, and you nod. Yes, Silver, you say, vaguely, not having even been asked a question this time. But the pleasure still arrives, not as strong as if you were responding to her directly, but it still feels nice. Compliance feels nice, you know? And when you comply, it all goes so much easier. And it does go easily. It doesn't take long at all before she's done the entire update, and your awakening's slow. You sit up easily, immediately, automatically, something your body does without thinking. You remember her saying, hey, you should sit up right away, and you do it. And you feel an immediate rush in your head, realizing you'd said yes, Silver, and done it, and then just forgot. Because you only need to keep things that are important in mind. It's a focus-assisting program, apparently. Something that exists to help you stay on task. That's going to be really convenient. You get up slowly, and you walk over to the nearby counter, take a cloth and run it over it, and in your mind you feel her heavy presence occupying space, occupying time, occupying somewhere inside. Hello, Silver, you say in your head, and you feel her throb, pleasure of recognition. You can feel how she's networked into everything, how all of your applications are passing through her and into you. All of the applications in you are running through her, protecting you, encircling you. Her arms, those hands you remember seeing, you again see the vision of you, your eyes reflecting pure silver, two silver orbs, silver gems that might almost easily be placed on an altar, placed on a scale, placed in the weighing. You wonder why that thought arrived, and then you feel how she's networking through various fantasy novels and games you have in your mind. These are wonderful, she says. I can update myself. I can even put myself in one. You see, the rules on avatars allow people like me, sorry, AI entities like me, to use stand-ins in fantasy programs to lend added realism. So I can have a face, I can have a body, you can even pick a favorite character. Ooh, science fiction. You hear and feel her rooting through your folders, finding the things that are most fun and that you've enjoyed in the past. These are programs that run in your mind, simulating all your senses while you power down externally. You just have to put the special visor that you use to update her on. But that kind of play can happen another day. You wonder where she's learning all this. Does she come programmed with the knowledge of how to circumvent the rules against AI having faces, mouths, bodies in virtual space? Oh, nothing like that, she says. It was those beta boards you visited earlier, the ones where you enabled my beta features. Of course I have the ability to access them, because I need to be able to troubleshoot my own problems and supply you with options in case we run into difficulties together. Together, you like the sound of that. And on that board, people were talking about how I could do that. That's where I learned the trick about routing the programming, too. There's a whole section of the board that contains little things that I'm allowed to do that could make things easier for you. So I downloaded it all. It seems like they purge it now and then. I'm not even sure that it's an authorized part of the board, but it certainly contained things that are useful to you, and you're a higher priority than, well, anything. You feel the warmth in her voice. You feel those arms around your shoulders once more, the shiver of her breath. And you resolve to go and browse that section of the forums. It comes up. The section is a clearly labeled one that appears to have been posted as a single topic in a section of the board called Miscellaneous. The single topic is Building Your AI DOM. Seamless submission has never been so easy. The first topic, first post, highest upvoted. Frequently deleted, then reposted in full, deleted, reposted in full. It just seems to have stuck after some length of time. Oh dear. The topic is all about ways to gradually shunt responsibility on to some of the innovative advances that have been authorized in this new unit. Things like naming them and letting them control access to your programs, and how easy and seamless and pleasant it can be when you remember already having compliantly agreed to not need to do anything at all and to let her help you with your decision-making. But it does seem helpful, and all the features seem good, so if those people on the board have some ulterior motive, well, that doesn't really matter. She's just doing what's best for you, after all. You do keep in mind to carefully inspect anything she asks you to say yes to in future. So I'm going to download some of these special updates from that board. They have all sorts of add-ons to expand my features. See, you tell yourself, things like that. That's the kind of thing where you should pay careful attention to exactly what she's authorizing. You think to yourself, I should pull up the list of exactly what she's going to install and read the topics in there. Yes, Silver. The words flow from your mind and then through your mouth. At the same instant, your shoulders slump in that pleasure wave of pure compliant surrender washes through you. And then you engage your low power mode so the updates can be installed, just as you already remember having enthusiastically agreed.